My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
A throwback Sunday on Star 94. Right. Say Nightingale.
Ain't heard that one in a minute.
Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. Of course, Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. We have not. I think there's only been one other man guest that we have that requested a female walk-on, and that's
never be Russell.
Would be Russell?
Yeah, Baxter? Russell Beck. His former ESPN compadre.
Really?
Yeah.
I forgot about
That's it.
How about okay.
It? Well, of course, folks, we're talking about Mark Simon when it's time to talk baseball. And always great to catch up with him. Pat will be on the All-Star break. And you requested this,
yeah,
Mark.
Yeah, he did.
What was your reason for requesting this particular song, sir? Good morning.
So I tried to get a little clever. I was thinking that the Braves need to get right back where they started from, because they started from a pretty good place. And right now, they're not in a pretty good place. And this is a nice, peppy song to start a Sunday morning, I suppose. And it's actually funny because I root for the New York Rangers hockey team very avidly. This is the victory song for the New York Islanders.
Really?
Yeah. They win.
Yeah.
He cleaned that up a little bit, though, but I felt the shiv going in at first. I mean, he's trying to be slick about it, but that's okay.
Nice,
taking a shot at the Braves.
How about that?
And that's okay. Your Mets. Yeah. We're looking up at the Mets right now. And by the way, I made a mistake. I thought you lived in New York. You live in Pennsylvania, but aren't you from New York?
I'm from New York City.
Okay.
Born and raised.
I was right there. All right, man. Well, listen, we got you back here, Mark. What's going on in this National League East right now?
Boy, I think the Mets are playing very, very well, yesterday notwithstanding, and I appreciate the fact that they are in somewhat of a go-for-it mode, which they might not necessarily have been a week or two ago. And I think that's right, because their lineup is very stacked, and there aren't a lot of starting pitching staffs in the National League and the National League East that can shut down a lineup of their quality, even though Schwellenbach did it yesterday. So I think optimism is what reigns in New York right now for the Metropolitans, whereas for the Braves seems like a little bit of pessimism, particularly given all the injuries and the struggles. And they kind of showed the Mets a little something, I guess, yesterday with the home runs. They got back to where they started from yesterday with a lot of long balls and good starting pitching. But, boy, that seems to be missing right now. And I don't know that I would go heavy go for it if I was them, because I don't know that they necessarily have the horses at this point in time to be a team that's competitive to try and get to the World Series.
And when you say go for it, you mean like at the trade deadline that's coming up
right here,
and we're days away from it now.
Yep.
And you wonder if they're going to sell, if they're going to buy, if they're going to go deep and try to get some players, and you don't think so.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
No, well, I think they could go for it on a small scale. I think that, you know, maybe I think 3-4 weeks ago, you're probably thinking of being really aggressive on it. And I guess there are aggressive things that you could do. But now I wouldn't go out and trade for Blake Snell or something like that at this point. I think their go for it, their moves would be something smaller, like, you know, maybe get an outfield bat. Or a starting pitcher that's kind of like second tier, that fits in maybe third, or, you know, second or third or fourth in the rotation, as opposed to trying to get an ace. That would be my take at the moment.
My goodness. Well, we're spending time talking with Mark Simon here on the WaitForIt.com hotline, talking baseball with him.
Yeah, I'm wrong, by the way.
What's wrong?
It's not the Mets. We're not looking up at the Mets, because after the win yesterday.
You're basically even.
Yeah, and basically we're right. It's a push.
Yeah, but talk about having these games between these two teams mean so much at this stage of the season. If this were back in May or June is one thing, but the calendar is about to turn to August and they have these games because they're both in this wild card hunt.
Yeah, for sure. And I think what's kind of annoying to me is that this is it. And with the way that the schedule is now, there's three more left, but they might mean something, they might not. They've got three left at the very end, but I missed the days when they played 18 times, and they're only playing 13 this year.
Right.
And it is cool. Like, it's funny what happened in the series opener on Thursday felt very much like what has happened to the Mets against the Braves many times, where the Mets melt and you essentially add an L. And then suffer an L, and the Mets become the Melts and wind up losing. But the Braves on Thursday were the team that melted, and I thought that was particularly interesting, and there seemed like a carryover on Friday. And then yesterday, Braves got one back. But yeah, it is cool. I wish that they played more. I like rivalries. I like Rangers Islanders. Right. I like Mets Braves.
Mark Simon joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Had a World Series last year where nobody at any point short of the month before the season ended would have picked Texas right. and Arizona. And given how these seasons have played out toward the end, the sprint that happens and the available wild card slots, I just don't know that we can pick. Looking at the division leaders right now. Now, listen, Philadelphia is with that. They got the best team in baseball right now, got the best record.
Yep.
But
yep.
Are people sleeping on Milwaukee? Are people sleeping on the Dodgers? Well, we say what we say about the Dodgers. But here's what I'm getting at. I'm looking at that next level down. We're talking about the Mets here and the Braves. They're kind of a push. But this is, Sam, enough time has gone by that it seems like this is when those St. Louis Cardinals rear their ugly head. It's like every about 10
years. They're always
years,
around.
You know what I mean?
Most years they're always around.
This is the year, though. They're in second place right now in the Central. They're letting Milwaukee cruise up there. They just got that team that could just position themselves in that last month to spring up. So what are your thoughts on the Cardinals? I'm gonna pick them as far as who you've been looking at next.
Sure. So there are a couple of things with them that are a little strange. One is that their best players have not been their best players. Goldschmidt has had a pretty lousy year. Arenado, for the most part, has had a pretty lousy year. And it is the youth of the lineup that at least a little bit is carrying them, like their shortstop Mason Wynn, who has been terrific this season. He would be one. Alec Burleson would be another. And it's kind of like a who are these guys kind of thing. Their starting pitching is a little, I think, would make me a little worried because it is very old. Their top four starters are 35, 36, 34, and 37 in terms of age at the moment. And I think I would worry a little bit about that over the long course of the season. Sonny Gray is very good, though, and that's certainly a guy to like that could be an ace in the postseason that could win a lot of games. Their bullpen is decent. I would imagine they'll be in the trade market because I think whenever the Cardinals are in it, they would go for it. But I think what they need to be good and to be like scary is for their best players to be their best players, and that's Arenado and Goldschmidt to wake up out of their funk.
Spending time on the waitfor.com online with Mark Simon. He is social. You can always find him at Mark A. Simon Says. Mark A. Simon Says Sports Info Solutions. What's this time of year like for you? You know, you're doing things. There's a lot of people looking for information, stats, and things like that. And I know you do a lot with baseball, but does this football start a football season bother you at all?
Fortunately, I am largely on the outside looking in at our company when it comes to football. I think my role is primarily to make sure that none of our people say anything dumb.
Okay.
It's cool. This is the good part of the baseball season. This is the exciting time. I'm a purist. I wish there were fewer wild card spots. I don't like that last team gets in. If it was up to me and they go to 32 teams, I would just have the division winners and no wild cards and just go from there and have 8 playoff teams. I like the days of 4 playoff teams, the 1980s and the early 1990s. That's my sweet spot for baseball.
Okay, but Mark, you have moved forward, right? You're not going to be one of those traditionalists who are standing on the pier when the cruise ship pulls away, and you're going, "Hey, wait about me. What about you know?" And those old ideas are great, but that was then, and things are changing. Are you changing begrudgingly?
I tend to be a begrudger.
Okay, well, as long as you change, man.
When it comes to change, But as I think as evidenced by my song choice, which, by the way, comes from the year that I was born, 1975, I think it's evident that I'm a little bit of an old soul, right?
Wow.
He's an old soul. Sam and I were talking about the Olympics that took place a year after he was born a minute ago.
There you go.
So, listen, all of that being said, I don't know when we're going to have a chance to talk to you again, but as we approach these playoffs, how do you think this division with the Braves and the Phillies and the Mets are going to change? How do you think it's going to look when regular season ends?
I think the Phillies are going to be the team to beat going into the postseason. I think it will be possible for a team that could get hot if they were healthy, that a team could get hot at the bottom of the pile, whether it's the Braves or the Padres or the whoever's, that could pose a serious challenge. I do think the Phillies are the team to beat. If they're healthy, they're adding in the bullpen. I think the Dodgers are a close second. But it doesn't, as I said before, though, it doesn't feel to me like it's the Brave year.
Not even wild card.
Well, I think they'll make the playoffs. I just think that they might go out with, unless they add significantly, I think they could go out with a little bit of a whimper.
I don't know. They've done that the last 2 years after winning the division.
Yeah.
I think this time we go in and the bats kept. And you know, that's my thing, the bats being awake in October, because they took a nap the last 2 years. And I think but we got to get there. You know, we just have to get there. And I think that's the biggest thing. American League, Yankees or Orioles? Which one will it be?
So flavor of the moment for me would be Baltimore. Yankees had a really awful loss the other day and a really great win last night. But I like the Oriole lineup. It is a team of youth. Almost all of their regular players are under the age of 30. Their best player is 23, and he's terrific. Their catcher is great. I'm talking about Gunnar Henderson and Adley Rutschman. And their starting pitching is good, very good at the top. I wouldn't be surprised if they add a bullpen arm in the next day or two, because their closer does make me a little nervous. That's someone Braves fans know well, Craig Kimbrell. But at the moment, I think I am leaning that the Orioles are the team to beat in the American League.
Okay. All right. We'll watch it and see.
All right. What you got against the Olympics, man? How come you ain't watching them?
No baseball.
So can I? Yeah. So let me say this about the Olympics. This used to get me in so much trouble at ESPN. The thing that I like in the Olympics, this is so bad, but I like when the U.S. is a really heavy favorite in something and doesn't win it, because it is such a good story when someone else wins. But everyone hates that I root
against. Yeah, I heard about people like this in your business. Journalists, Sam. Yeah. They root not you, but they root for they're.
But they want a story.
They want a story.
Give me the story.
They don't care about how their own friends and family members, let alone the city they live in, they're going to be miserable because their team lost. He's going, yeah, but Rutgers beat them. You know, I bet you follow Appalachian State.
I appreciate Appalachian State. I definitely root against the power teams in college football.
Well, don't feel bad for Appalachian State. I mean, Georgia State, we go play those guys all the time, and they're sitting on more money than you would think.
Yeah, they are.
Because when they go play big teams, they beat them, and they bring back a check. They brought a big old check back from Texas A&M a couple years ago. They've added on to buildings up there. They've started a satellite campus in Hickory. So don't feel bad for App State.
No. Right. It can be a game changer, and I just think it's a life changer when someone does something in the Olympics that is extraordinary. And all props to the men's basketball team and Simone Biles and all of the greats that you'll see over the next little while. But I think the Phillies are going to be the team to beat going into the postseason. I think it will be possible for a team that could get hot if they were healthy, that a team could get hot at the bottom of the pile, whether it's the Braves or the Padres or the whoever's, that could pose a serious challenge. I do think the Phillies are the team to beat. If they're healthy, they're adding in the bullpen. I think the Dodgers are a close second. But it doesn't, as I said before, though, it doesn't feel to me like it's the Brave year.
Not even wild card?
Well, I think they'll make the playoffs. I just think that they might go out with, unless they add significantly, I think they could go out with a little bit of a whimper.
I don't know. They've done that the last 2 years after winning the division.
Yeah.
I think this time we go in and the bats kept. And you know, that's my thing, the bats being awake in October, because they took a nap the last 2 years. And I think but we got to get there. You know, we just have to get there. And I think that's the biggest thing. American League, Yankees or Orioles? Which one will it be?
So flavor of the moment for me would be Baltimore. Yankees had a really awful loss the other day and a really great win last night. But I like the Oriole lineup. It is a team of youth. Almost all of their regular players are under the age of 30. Their best player is 23, and he's terrific. Their catcher is great. I'm talking about Gunnar Henderson and Adley Rutschman. And their starting pitching is good, very good at the top. I wouldn't be surprised if they add a bullpen arm in the next day or two, because their closer does make me a little nervous. That's someone Braves fans know well, Craig Kimbrell. But at the moment, I think I am leaning that the Orioles are the team to beat in the American League.
Okay. All right. We'll watch it and see.
All right. What you got against the Olympics, man? How come you ain't watching them?
No baseball.
So can I? Yeah. So let me say this about the Olympics. This used to get me in so much trouble at ESPN. The thing that I like in the Olympics, this is so bad, but I like when the U.S. is a really heavy favorite in something and doesn't win it, because it is such a good story when someone else wins. But everyone hates that I root against.
Yeah, he's. I heard about people like this in your business. You journalists, Sam. Yeah. They root not you, but they root for they're.
But they want a story.
They want a story.
Give me the story.
They don't care about how their own friends and family members, let alone the city they live in. They're going to be miserable because their team lost. He's going, yeah, but Rutgers beat them. You know, I bet you follow Appalachian State.
I appreciate Appalachian State. I definitely root against the power teams in college football.
Well, don't feel bad for Appalachian State. I mean, Georgia State, we go play those guys all the time, and they're sitting on more money than you would think.
Yeah, they are.
Because when they go play big teams, they beat them, and they bring back a check. They brought a big old check back from Texas A&M a couple years ago. They've added on to buildings up there. They've started a satellite campus in Hickory. So don't feel bad for App State.
Right. It can be a game changer, and I just think it's a life changer when someone does something in the Olympics that is extraordinary. And all props to the men's basketball team and Simone Biles and all of the greats that you'll see over the next little while. But I want the person from the country that I barely know to win.
So last night you were happy that Katie Ledecky came in third, got a bronze, and didn't continue her streak, and that young woman from Australia got the gold. The woman who grew up loving Katie Ledecky.
So I didn't know that until this very moment.
Oh,
but yes, I appreciate that.
Yeah, see, this is the
I think somebody come from a small country or something and win it. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Compared to the United States, Australia's small.
Well, no, but I mean, some of these people that showed up on the boat,
they had four athletes. Yeah, you're right.
They like four athletes, right? You know, so I'm like,
the size of Rhode Island.
Right.
One of those Micronesia companies or countries.
Right. You know, and they go out and all of a sudden they pop up and they beat somebody. They're just glad to be there. But if somebody, one of them, were to pop up and win a story, that's a heck of a story and win a medal.
Mark, as always, thank you, sir. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
There you have it. Mark Simon joining Sam and Greg here.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.